Welcome to The Smirking Area, where we deep dive into life's highs and lows. I'm Benji, your host, ready to bring you candid conversations, a listening ear, and a splash of late night excitement. Get ready to explore unfiltered discussions. Let's step into The Smirking Area.
And my weekend was a little bit different. So to Italy.
And I just thought, you know what, I'm so bored.
I wanted to do something. Friday night, I found a gay bar on a really nice street, really busy street, outside, but everybody was in, like, thick groups of friends, like, massive groups. Obviously, they all speaking Italian. South of Italy, not many people speak English. So I thought, fuck it. I sat in the middle table by myself and ordered buy one, get one free Aperol Spritz. And I sat on my front, glaring people in the face. And then these lesies, these gorgeous lesie girls were next to me with this absolute beautiful French bulldog. So I had to play with the dog. He bit my finger. They had no idea what I was talking about. We did a bit of a Google Translate, writing messages to each other. And then I clocked an English accent. I clocked next to me an English accent. And I've got the dilemma of the week is going to be what I clocked next to me. But it was three Australian guys. So long story short, we had a really good night. Absolutely fucked. The night ended at 4 o'clock in the morning on Google, because everything was closed, looking for somewhere else to go. And the only thing on Google was a brothel, a gay brothel. So me and three Australian men were walking through the streets of Italy looking for this place. It was closed. Thank God it was closed. We just wanted a drink. We weren't going to be in a brothel. But we were like, there'll be music, there'll be drinks, there'll be people there. No, thank goodness. It like closed down like 10 years ago. But it was still there. It's still advertised. So we did find it. And I was like, this is the perfect moment to get a McDonald's and go home. Couldn't get a taxi, Uber. I was using Uber, and Uber taking like 20 minutes to connect to a driver, then cancelling the ride. So I walked back, and then on the Saturday, I just went around, and I met this beautiful Australian woman, who is my new inspiration, by the way, 68 years old, by herself, from Australia, touring the whole of Italy for a month because she just wanted something to do. And she told me, leave Malta as soon as possible. Do all the things that you want to do, but go and see the world because life's too short. So absolutely gorgeous time. But then the dilemma of the week and the question that I want to ask you about, the three Australian guys, we were talking for a while, and they are a throuple. So two of them have been together for 11 years, and then the new guy has been with them for the last 12 months, and apparently they're blissfully happy, and it works, and they're traveling Europe together. I've obviously got them on the social media now, but don't want to be disrespectful because they were lovely, and if it works for them, kudos. What are your thoughts on triplage?
Okay, well, I don't know if this is being, what's the word? I'm trying not to sound insulting, but I feel like a throuple is a completely different thing when you're straight to being gay.
Go on, why?
So I find women attractive. I do. I think they're beautiful. But I would probably not have sex with a woman.
But you could throuple with a guy.
What, me having two guys?
Yeah, throuple. There's gender. Leave gender out of the equation. Why does it have to be a woman? Why does it have to be the guy that's calling the shots on the throat?
Okay, so let's take it from two point of views. Okay.
Okay, do girl and girl and guy first.
Okay, girl and guy, I don't think I could do, because I would... Do I live with them? Like, this is deep, man. Like, how...
Yeah. Like, they live together. They go on holiday together. You know, I asked a few questions, obviously. Like, what if one of you is not horny? Like...
Yeah.
Two of them do it. Sometimes it's all three. Sometimes they go off in different pairs. Like, very interesting. Like, really interesting. I would be...
Listen to drama channels.
I would be like, why were you touching Dave more than you were touching me?
Yes.
What's Dave got? I've not got to do for something to prefer Dave's ass more than mine, or body better than my Buddha body. Like, I'd be set.
But this is why I think it would be different for a gay couple. So I would believe that you would be able to, you found two men attractive, they found you attractive, and they found each other attractive. So there's three of you all finding each other attractive and
being able to have
sex with each other. That's why I feel like it would be different in a gay relationship than a straight relationship, because they don't find them sexually attractive. So I would just be jealous and like, why are you with this next bit? But then again, you could still be jealous because you'd be like, oh, well, I find you both attractive, but why are you not giving me attention?
No, I would still be jealous regardless of how much attention that maybe I got. I just believe that if I'm going to be in a relationship, it's a closed relationship. I don't even have the bandwidth. I don't judge people for doing it, but it's just not for me. Because I do like the idea of love, and I do like the idea of being with someone, you know.
I don't know. I think I'd just be fucking jealous. I'm trying to sound wrong, like demure and stuff, but I'd be a raging jealous bitch. I'd be fucking fuming. I would be insecure. But if they decide to go off and do things together, I'd be like, am I going to be kicked out of the equation? Do people not like me as much? I think I'd say, it's hard enough being with one person and wondering about external factors. You know, everybody's insecure in relationships and everybody's a little bit, I don't think I could do it. But you just mentioned that it would be different if it was two guys. Could you do it if it was two guys?
Oh, I just think that's too much effort.
Is it though?
I think it's, well, okay. So
yeah, because one guy is a lot, but imagine trying to keep two guys happy.
That is happy. Oh, they're too needy, man. Men are just too damn needy.
Okay, so you're going for actual happiness. I was thinking about empty balls, full bellies.
Oh yeah, that side, the sex side, then, oh, it's hard. There's just too many layers with it.
There are too many layers. Like, they did seem happy, but maybe I'm the one that doesn't understand and I'm not open-minded enough. I absolutely think there's nothing wrong with it. And if you want to do it, whatever you do that doesn't hurt somebody else, you should bloody do it, you know? As long as it's legal and within reason. But I just think good for them.
Well, I was in a relationship with a guy and we were happy. And then he was like, I really fancy the idea of like swinging.
Ah, ooh. Was this
recent? And I was like, not recent, 10 years plus ago. And okay. I was like, oh, maybe we should try it just to have some fun. And then, like, we signed up to a website. And I was,
oh, wow.
Okay. And then, like,
Do I know this person?
Yes, you do.
Okay. I think I know exactly who it is.
Do you?
Yeah, go on.
Why does he want to do it? What am I giving him? What am I not giving him that this other person is going to do? And yes, there's going to be another guy having sex with me, but am I going to be...
So was he the one that suggested it?
Yes, it wasn't me.
And did you go along with it because you liked the idea of it? Or did you go along with it because he liked the idea of it and you wanted him to be happy?
At the start of it, I was like, this could be fun.
Okay.
I could get him really mad. That was my thing. Like, I could get him mad and jealous and then like... beat the shit out of me and fuck me really hard and slit my throat. That's what I was like. But then I was like, yeah, but I'm going to have to see him have sex with another woman.
Yeah.
And I'm going to stand on her face and I'm going to fucking kill her. And then I was like, I can't do it, babe. I can't. Maybe we can bring one woman in it, but you can't touch her and she just touches me.
But that's not what he wants, though. He wants, like, it's a three-way thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, so... definitely, if you're ready to kill people, no, absolutely not for you. If the idea of a threesome is that bad for you, swinging, I don't even understand how you would be in a throuple. I couldn't be a throuple. I don't disagree or dislike threesomes.
I've had threesomes. They're fine. They're fun.
They are a lot of fun.
With the right people.
But you know what I think is the thing with threesomes? I would never bring that into my relationship. If people want to do it in their relationship, I want to be the guest and the guest only. I want to be the person who is the third party, who turns up, enjoys, and walks away without any of the emotional fallout afterwards, because I know from many couples, there is a lot of emotional fallout and resentment. And even if it's not instantaneous, I know a lot of people who've gone along with it to please their partner, but then they've had so much internal resentment that... they eventually do walk away from each other, and it's because of that.
And I don't know, I just think...
yeah, be the guest star. When it comes to threesomes, be the guest star. Throuples, can't do it.
I completely agree. We're not arguing about this. I completely agree with you. I couldn't do it.
Okay, so the throuple situation you couldn't do.
No.
But the lady that I met, and we're going to talk about that, because I was so honestly awestruck by this woman. Never married, never had kids. She said she's had three long-term relationships. She was like... late 60s, almost 70. And yeah, I think she said that she'd had like very long relationships, like 12 years, 10 years, 7 years. So she spent a bulk of her life in committed relationships. And I asked her, because we'd had a couple of glasses of wine, and I said, why don't you want to get married? She said, it's not for me. She said, the whole thing, the whole construct of marriage just feels like it's forced and it's when you settle. And she said... she doesn't believe, and this was so nice, she doesn't believe that two people can be together and grow together, because we're always changing at different paces. And external things like work, families, other relationships, they mold you as a person, don't they? And we were having a really deep conversation. I absolutely agree with what she said. I mean, I think it's nice if people do try and make marriages work, and I think it's nice if people do want to settle down. I'm not saying
that's not right for them. But what this lady said resonated with me. The greatest relationship that you can have is with yourself, and that you should never settle if you don't feel like it's going to make you blissfully happy and like you're going to grow and nurture yourself. She said, I've always found that by myself. So here I am, nearly 70, in Italy, traveling Europe by herself, like at massive balls. Do you think that you could do that?
I would want to do that.
You would?
Yeah, I would love to be just like a single independent person for the rest of my life and not have to think about anything like relationships or anything like that. It's not to say that I'm saying that I'm a sucker for it. Well, yeah, I would want to do it, but I don't think I've got the confidence to do it. Like you, I was so proud that you went to Italy by yourself. I was like in awe by it. Like, I would love to do it, but I just sit in the hotel and cry all the time and not.
I don't think you would, though. Honestly, you might think that, but by the time you've got there, you've already done the bulk of it. You know what I mean? You might as well. There's nothing to lose by that point. I always fly by myself. Everywhere I go, I'm flying by myself, but I'm either coming back to see family or friends, or I'm going somewhere to meet somebody else who I already know, and they might just arrive a day or two later. 100% like that lady by herself for a month. I can't wait to do something like that. And the marriage thing, I'm a sucker for love. I do want a relationship. Like, I do want that. But I do agree that if you get married, there's like that pressure of, you stand still, don't you? So it's the house, the kids, the keeping up with the Joneses. Like, have we got the best of everything? And you're just there. And how can you really grow together unless you're going out and experiencing as much as possible? So I don't think that she's completely wrong. I think that you should always push yourself, and it would, like, if you don't have that, then be independent. While you've got your independence, embrace it, enjoy it. Yeah. But I kind of like the idea of meeting someone to do those things with. Is that stupid? I don't want to live my life and then meet someone and tell them all about things I've done. It would be nice to meet someone and live that life together and make those experiences and stories together. I don't know, but then I hate people too soon.
I kind of like the idea, and I don't know if this is bad, but like, tell me if I'm wrong, but I feel like the idea of having about 5 men.
I'm like, could you do a throuple? No, darling.
But I might have 5 men. In what context?
You need to pick up a triple or a threesome, 5 minutes, because then you go straight with 5 cockers.
You don't even have enough oranges. No, let me explain. So stay single, but like have a man that's like a softie that I can Netflix and chill with.
Okay.
A man that's going to take me on holidays and experience things. A man...
But, oh no, I already have to interject on this. Don't you feel... So are you not going to feel sorry for your man who's the cuddly Netflix guy?
What if he wants a nice week in Ben on Medina? Well, we can, but you know. But like, I'm saying this, like, they all know where they stand as well, that I'm just single and I'm using...
Okay. So they all know about each other.
Yeah, so like, I'm single, I want to go out for food with you, but please be aware that I am also dating other men.
Okay, you just want to play the field and you want to have like an option for everything.
Yeah, so I've got all my little, my little boys. Yes, this is what I think.
Kind of helpful. Okay, no, I've just been slowly like coming around to the idea. It's kind of cute.
All different things, like they excel in different areas. One can fuck me properly. One can look after me when the other one's fucked me too hard and I've got an edge. One can take me on holiday because he's got loads of money and take me on his yacht. One can take me shopping.
Does the yacht friend allow plus ones? Because I'm telling you now.
Yes, and he's got a gay best friend as well.
Oh, no. Don't.
Oh, okay, sorry.
No, go. I just want to enjoy the fruits of your labour. I don't want... no introductions. I can blissfully put these horrible headphones on and ignore you getting fucked by your sugar daddy in the back of a fucking yacht, and then I'll have the sous chef whipping me up something nice called martinis. No, fuck the espresso martinis. Pink party burying me. That's the death stack. Like, just go for that. Oh, is that not the dream? That sounds absolutely gorge.
Exactly.
Oh no, that's an allergy. I love that. What if emotions come into it though? Like, what if one's like, what if cuddle boy is the heart? I mean, Nan's died. Will you come to the funeral and me?
Done with that.
Or would you be
Do you want to just kip us and cuss it?
Yeah, no, there's no emotions. The minute I get emotions, snippy, snip, 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 see you later, silly.com.
Oh my God, Savvy, I like it though. But to be fair, we've all tried the serious relationships. They've ended in disaster multiple times over. Why repeat the trauma? I think this might be a new thing. I just don't know. Because intimate, I know
I'm a whore. I know I've been a whore. I know I've had a lot of experiences.
But I'm proud of all the experiences. But, you know, I'm not into this hookup culture. I don't meet people from dating apps. I don't do any of that type of thing. Mm-hmm. Intimacy for me, unless I'm smashed. And it's someone that's done. I love it. If I'm in a bar with you, and we've been having cheeky glances, and we're having banter, and then we go to the smoking area and share a ciggy, then I absolutely love someone taking me home and rogering me into next week. You know what I mean? Like, knocking back dozing, darling. And while you're asleep, I am going to tippy-toe through, pick up my knickers and run off, maybe steal a DVD or like a scrub daddy on my way out. Just in a little suit, calling God. Looking for the floor in his kitchen. Looking for a dress for Umba. A bit so, why am I saying it's all geolocated? But back in the day, I used to look at Peter's letters on the table. I'd look for posts. I'd pick my knickers up, clack through. Please don't wake up. Please don't wake up. Please don't wake up. And then I'd be like, yes. Got the gold star taxes in your... And I'll gold star. Hi, you're Eileen from Combination Street, love. Can you pick me up?
You used to call me. No, that's I've picked you up.
Yeah, but I've done taxes as well. I've had a lot of co-work.
When I didn't answer, you just used to call the taxes.
Oh my God. I've had no, but I like the one night stand, right? I've digressed and gone off point. I don't mind a one night stand. I think they're quite fun. I think like if you've had a good night and you kind of know someone that I slept with colleagues before, I've known for a long time, it's just been a giggle and I've thought, that's hot. But then,
yeah,
with five guys or multiple people, why do I sound like I'm from Barrens? Where then I went with five guys on the go.
I don't think I could be intimate with them.
Really?
I don't think that I could be confident enough in the way that I look. I don't think I could be, that's a lot. Like, no, but like, intimacy for me, this is why I can't meet people off Tinder or Grindr or whatever, because intimacy for me is, I need to at least know them on a level of, we've been texting for a while and we've met a few times through a group of friends and we know each other in that capacity. Or we're dating and we end up getting pissed and we end up hooking up together every now and again. So then when I'm sober, if I invite them around, we can have a cuddly kiss and it leads to sex. I can do all of that, but I can't do the, come and fuck me. I can't do the knock on the door, floor number 8, love, apartment 16, doors open, and I'm here in stirrups waiting for you. Like, I just can't. I find it so, it's got no heart in it. And I'm quite a romantic person. Like, even if I'm not going to be with someone forever and get married, I like intimacy to be shared between two people. So if it's a friend with benefits or whatever, I just think like, yeah, one's enough for me. I think if not one right now, but one would be enough for me.
So you can't have like so I had a fuck buddy and we would only text each other when we were going to have sex.
No, never had one. And the only time I've done that is with people that I've been in relationship with. We've broken up and I've known, well, I want some. So I've gone back to that person because we already know each other's bodies intimately.
Yeah.
We've already had that intimacy. So it's much easier for me to go back to that than it is to just go and settle a random stranger. But then again, I can be in a club and if someone's buying me drinks and dancing, right, then I'll sit on a random stranger. So, you know what I mean? There's no logic to it. There's no logic to what I'm saying, but it's just the way I am.
I do understand you. There's nothing nicer than someone like finding you attractive and you get that attention. Like,
and knowing that. Like, knowing which parts of each of that. I love intimacy in the respect of knowing which parts work and knowing how to do something for that particular person that they enjoy. Like, I like that. So
that's definitely one person I would say that knows exactly how to
navigate the faith
side out. Like, if I was going to, if you said you could only have sex with one person for the rest of your life, it would be this guy. And like, I've never had it since, so he would definitely be my fuck guy.
Yeah. Wow. That's a lot to say that. But don't you feel like you're drawing on past it? You're drawing on past experiences though, like what, how do you know that he is the best if you've not tasted?
Well, I've had a lot of cock, babe.
I didn't want to be the one to say it, but at one point I could have started sending guided tours around that area. I'm joking. No. You've been, for a lot of your life, you've been single. For a lot of your life, you've been with someone. There's nothing wrong with exploring all the different flavors of D.
We'll talk about my, I don't even know if it's a fetish, but what I like in sex. We can talk about that another time.
Yeah, we're not doing that now. That is going to be a deep dive. I am going to have a Rolodex of questions for that. Like, honestly, I need to know so much, because you tell me little things, but I just giggle. I'm like, oh, God, here we go. Like, we're busy, aren't we? Like, you're doing your thing, but yeah, sometimes I'm like, she just say that. Has she really been doing that last night? Like, yeah, we're very different in what we're doing. No, but yeah, we will. Yeah. We're going to deep dive that one. That, I think that's for an in-therapy moment.
Yeah, definitely, babes. Because I think everyone will need therapy after they hear the shit that I like to do.
Honestly, I feel like I'm aging horrifically by being friends with you. So I'm getting old. No, you're good. No, but yeah, honestly, triple, I couldn't do it.
No.
Your five guys, I can't do it. But I do love this old lady's idea of just going and seeing the world. I'd like to see it with someone, but you know, if you don't find that, it gave me a little bit of like, I don't know, a little bit of hope in life that she is absolutely fine. So regardless of the outcome of not finding whatever we dreamt of, or that changed now, like everything we jumped up as a child is gone. Everything we thought that relationship was going to be is out of the window, but you still, I watch First Dates and I see the 80-year-olds and they're falling in love, they're still dating. So these things give me hope. I think I will just pursue every direction and every eventuality.